Jerry.
That is indeed Nirvana covering Kiss. Pulled that off of a compilation called Hard to Believe, a Kiss covers compilation. That, believe it or not, it came out in 1990, so a full year before we saw the light of day for Nevermind. That came out on a little label out of Seattle called CZ Records. Great label. Put out a bunch of good stuff back in the late 80s into the early 90s. And that was Nirvana doing Kiss's Do You Love Me. Now, that compilation, very, very hard to find. What I'm happy to say is WRCT's record library has a vinyl copy right there in the compilation section. So that makes things easier. I know the Moxster, my personal copy, it took me about 6-7 years searching for it about 20 years ago to find it. Because not only do Nirvana fans want it, but Kiss fans really wanted it. And it was really hard. And those Kiss fans can be kind of crazy, can't they? And then, of course, people like me, Moxster fans, or maybe not Moxster fans of cover songs. I mean, I don't know what my fans want, or fan. I'm not sure what you want, but cover songs. You know the sucker for the cover song. Oh, before the Kiss cover, how about a Devo cover? That was Nirvana doing Turnaround. Pulled that off of a Japanese import called Hormoning that came out back in the 1990s. There's a few other covers in there on that album, too, with the Wipers and the Vaseline's, but I went with the Devo cover. And then start off the entire set there with the Nirvanas. For Nirvana covering the Velvet Underground, Here She Comes Now. That has been my Nirvana mock, my post-turnaround Nirvana mock, with a few songs of Nirvana doing covers. Hey, if you got a suggestion for a mock or just want to email me and say hi, drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. As always, it's a pleasure when you listen to this radio station.
One step beyond. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Nice way to start the show, One Step Beyond. And you know, this could be a show I would do one of these days down the line. Play the original version that you never knew was the original version, and then play the cover version, which was a hit. The first version was the original version of One Step Beyond by Prince Buster. And of course, that last version was Madness, who had a nice bit of notoriety for doing some ska music. So there's a double One Step Beyond, and it's part of this great compilation stuff I got a hold of. And you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. The second part, part number two, of the best finds, my best finds of 2021. And these are from like the 3 months that were like March, April, May, or something like that. Yeah, because I did January, February, March. No, April, May, June. April, May, June. Boom. So this is April. These are all like, it could be new stuff. It could be old stuff. It could be reissues, stuff that people gave me. So, but I always like waiting to the end of the year. I pile all the music up that I found. That's all I do all damn day long. So what I do, whenever I get in the car or wherever, it's listen to new music. Listen to new music. And what can I do? It's without this radio show, man, I've gotten to a habit of 30 years of doing this every day. God, it almost sounds OCD, doesn't it? Every day, listening to new music and thinking, would I like to play this for you guys? No, that's got a dirty word in it. Oh, this is awesome. No, I don't like that. That's my whole day, is previewing new music, old music. And if I get a reissue of something, it's like, oh, I can't wait to play this for you guys. So usually it's nice. The end of the year, we I call it a quarterly report. Sounds kind of, official. But it's going to be fun. And I have got a really great tune for you coming up next. But first, I got to tell you, this WRCT in the Pittsburgh, Zombo in your brain. I am going to be doing these shows from an underground bunker till spring semester. So just hang in there with me, man. I enjoy doing this. It really is. I'm so used to doing shows here now. I hope I remember how to work the board and how to do live radio. It's very... should be very fun. It'd be like starting all over again. And then, of course, rebroadcast on WBCQ. Downloads of all these shows on ZomboCo.com. And also RadioCrown.com's got some Zombo on there, too. All right. Album I had a long time ago, and I can't believe I got a real nice copy of it now. Soupy Sales Do the Mouse. Here it is.
Let's do the mouse. Come on. Sasha said, well, that's just fine. I asked my baby what she wanted to do. She gave a sigh, she said, well, that's up to you. Cream parlor or the picture show. She gave a sigh, she said, well, that's too slow. About the Friday night hop. That would be fine if I knew how to bop. Listen here, baby, don't be in such a stew. Friday night, there should be plenty to do. Man, that was a crazy date.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A social distancing tip. While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Continuing to play my best music finds of 2021 with some new releases, old releases, re-releases, and things that were just thrown at me in a frenzy. We heard Crazy Date by the Creatures of the Golden Dawn. And that was like a 90s garage band. Before that, the Mighty Montezes doing a really nice instrumental surfy version of The Model, or Das Model, song by Kraftwerk. Very nice. From the new, the newer, came out last year, the new Killing Joke album, which turned out to be a pretty damn good album considering they haven't released an album in like 18 years or something. That was Delete from the new Killing Joke record. And just a perfect segue from Soupy Sales' Do the Mouse. Listen to Zombo right here in your brain. And we're all over the... usually the show is all over the board. And it's nicest to keep people on their toes. For me, there's a radio show. There's no other radio show like that. Probably for a very good reason. But it is... this is just kind of like... I don't know. I always call it... the greatest music of the last 118 years, that the greatest unheard music, or heard and kind of unheard. I don't know. It's whatever gets in my brain, and I think you should hear. It's that simple. It's like playing records for your buddies. You know, hey, check this out. But it's a one-way street. Yep. Well, no, it's not really. I got people who send me music. So it's kind of a two-way street. They say, hey, you want to listen to this? Like, yeah, that's pretty cool. Then I play it, and then everybody listens to it. So it is like a record party. The show started out. And there we go. It's not a radio show without a pussycat fight. Oh, these guys. It's only when I do radio. It's really funny. Only when I do radio, they hate each other anyhow. But it's usually whenever I'm doing radio. And this voice. I think this voice aggravates the one cat. And it makes him beat up the other one. I try yelling at him. It does no good. I threw a shoe at him. Not really right at him, but like near him. Didn't faze him. Kept kicking their ass. Oh, I gotta go. That's the Zombo alert saying that I've been yakking too much. And it's time to continue with my greatest finds of 2021 part 2. And next week's part 3 and then part 4. Rather than dumb old Christmas. All right, I'll get on it. The Revengers with their cool version of the Batman theme. WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo in your brain.
I did all my Ay, razón de жизни. Весь мир кричит, мерсите, гунетнец. Каждый времен брат не терет, а не словно риск идет. Верянная весро не видит, жить будет завтра. Секретя, агента мужчина, секретя, агента мужчина. Они давали вам число и брали ваш зовут. Свет наркает, и каждый губит, что видите. Красивые те люди бьют, от люди тумает. Ай, забирать еды, что вы скажите. Вы забивы, вы были, вы родите. Рад не обесрови, не выйдет, чит будет завтра. Секретя, агента мужчина, секретя, агента мужчина. Они давали вам и брали ваш зовут. Секретя, агента мужчина, секретя, агента мужчина. Они давали вам число и брали ваш зовут. Лингал на Ривьеру один день, потом лежается на бомбе, пелиток следующий день. А нет, вы скажите обрыжные слова. Телевец убьет на телегуме. Вратная весровина юнит, жить будет завтра. Секретя, агента мужчина, секретя, агента мужчина. Они давали вам число и брали ваш зовут. Секретя, агента мужчина.
Okay, that was Malcontento doing the Russian language version of Secret Agent Man. And interesting story, the Melnick got me that. So that would, I'd like to thank him for getting me that. He mentioned that, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, that's pretty neat. Before that, a song that was only a bonus. God, some of these, that's the wonderful thing about having friends and digging around and having obsessive compulsive friends in music. And there's no shortage of them in Pittsburgh. So there was a Wall of Voodoo album. I think it might have, I don't know if it was the second or the third album, but they did a bonus track only on cassette. The song called Exercise. I exercise in a most unusual way. And I always loved that tune because it's just so, it's so Wall of Voodoo. It is more Wall of Voodoo than any other Wall of Voodoo song. And boom, go, what do you know? It ends up in my brain this year. This last little section of stuff is all things that have been refreshed into my brain. So this show today is the second part, the second set of months of the quarterly report. Basically, everything that I heard new this past year. It doesn't end up in theme shows. I don't ever play it for you, but I love this stuff. I wait till the end of the year. It's just like, it's like building up, like compressing, you know, and it just keeps packing it down like a trash compactor. And then once a year, I pull the lid off and it all flies all over the place and I madly grab and throw it in at you. Okay, that's a little, that's a visual thing. Got it? So that was Exercise by Wall of Voodoo. So I would like to thank Dougie for getting me that. I never thought I'd hear that song again. A bonus tune on the cassette. Oh, Three Mustafas, Three. This band was so far ahead of their time. They were the world's first fake world band. And it was members of the prog band Camel and a bunch of amazing musicians from Britain all through the mid-80s and late 80s. actually probably late 80s, this album that they came out with called Heart of Uncle, which is a spectacular record. The two songs off there that really jump at me are 3x3 or 3x3. And this band would sing in French. They'd sing in Hindi. They would sing in all of it. It's just wonderful stuff. Before that, they did, this was also Three Mustafas, Three Awara Hoon, which is from the movie Awara Hoon, which is a just a really, really masterpiece of Bollywood. If you see one Bollywood movie, see Awara Hoon. That has, I think, Kishore Kumar in it. And it's just, he was like their Charlie Chaplin. So you might want to see it because Awara Hoon means I am a tramp or I am a rogue. And if you want to see something amazing, just go to YouTube and type in Awara. It's A-W-A-A-R-A, Hoon, or Bollywood, Kishore Kumar. And there you go with that. All right. And then before that, Song to the Siren. Another thing, going down these things, I don't know where I got this from. But it's a great version. It's not this Mortal Coil. It's not the. It's a Tim Buckley tune called Song to the Siren. It's one of the most beautiful tunes ever written. And I just don't know who did it. It just ended up in my brain and ended up in that time. All right. Like Weird, a really wonderfully twisted instrumental number by the Centuries. And I actually, this is another thing. I saw this on, there was like a Betty Page compilation of her little movies of her dancing around in costumes, and they had this song, and I go, what is this? Because they just soundtracked it all these old stag films from the 50s, and I'm like, what is this tune? And it just comes up, wow, it's Like Weird by the Centuries. In front of that, Bob Spalding, the fifth.